This is our number 10.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
It's a world of news in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. Welcome to our Fastest 15. So how's the voice holding up? I can't tell just listening to my earphones, Nicole. Is it holding up okay?
Well, it's better than it was a few hours ago, but it's not awesome.
Yeah.
It's still concerning me.
Yeah, I know. You know, tired of all this.
After another.
Well, yeah. So I just get the cataract surgery a couple of days ago. And then, I mentioned I got the shingles vaccine a month ago.
And I think that was where this went horribly wrong.
And my doc thought because I broke out in hives all over. So then I went and saw the doc, and he said, well, here's a little topical gel, and take this. And then he said, if it's not better in a month, you know, come see me again. So I do a virtual visit.
Month.
Yeah.
I feel like it should be a day or two.
Well, it was a month. Well, because you have to see if the topical gel works. And it wasn't working at all. And I don't want to talk about it. But,
I know, we weren't supposed to talk about medical things anymore, huh?
Right, no, I wasn't going to, but I need to explain when it's my voice.
Absolutely.
My moneymaker, I feel like I owe the listeners. So this morning, I couldn't talk, and I was completely dry. I tried to take a sip of water bedside, and it, like, wouldn't go in my mouth because it was like pouring water on cardboard. I was so dry. And so I'm thinking, well, I don't even know if I can do the show because I can't talk. And Brock's going to do a couple segments with us in the next half hour. And Curly's going to jump on with me in the 2 o'clock hour because I just don't, I didn't know if I could talk for 3 hours. And everybody's very nice. And then I talked to my doc and I said, I got to get in. I need an emergency thing. And they said, well, we can do a virtual this afternoon or in person tomorrow morning, or we really think you should go to urgent care. And that's what my wife thinks. That's what Nicole thinks. And I said, no, I got to do the radio show. And everybody said, no, forget about the radio show. Just don't forget about it. And I said, no, I'm going to do the radio show. And then, then I'll figure this out. And I couldn't talk this morning. So it's better now. So I figured, well, I made the right decision. And then I'll get it hopefully taken care of after that. But I just wanted to explain to people that if I sound funky, it's because I'm funky today. So that's what. But I don't feel sick. That's the other thing. I feel fine.
I'm hoping that it's just like a swollen lymph node that's getting it like kind of blocking or. I don't know, something like that. I'm hoping. Don't text in all of your scared guesses
because
they'll just freak them out.
I don't want one text,
please.
I'm not even going to read the text if people text.
It's just like an allergy thing. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, we'll see. But I just wanted to explain my voice to people, and that's why I'm not sounding the same today. Okay,
it's been happening a little bit lately, so I'm crossing my fingers. I think it's allergies.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. I just never get sick. And then just bing, bang, boom, 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 boom. Okay, let's get back. I talked about something right before the top of the hour, how Democrats couldn't stand Kamala Harris when she was running for president. And Kamala Harris said that Joe Biden was the biggest racist running for president. And he picks her anyway. And now everybody's realizing, if something happens to old Joe, then we're screwed as a nation, because Kamala Harris cannot run the country, and she is disliked so tremendously, even by her own party. So if you weren't listening, if you just tuned in, the latest soundbite, I mentioned that right before Memorial Day, instead of paying tribute to our fallen, she said, enjoy the long weekend, with like a vanity photo of herself. And then a couple of days ago, on Air Force Two. She walked back with the press corps, and she passed out cookies bearing her likeness, which is just a really weird thing to do, giving out cookies that look like you. And then she goes on with NBC's Lester Holt, because she's supposed to be in charge of the border crisis, and she hasn't even been to the border. But she tried to lie about it to Lester Holt, and he called out her lie, and then she tried to laugh it off in the most bizarre way. And so here, and then I have an update after I replay this for you.
Okay. Do you have any plans to visit the border?
We are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
I haven't been to Europe. She laughs in the weirdest places because it's her way, when she says something really stupid, it's her way of just laughing it off because she realized how stupid it was. But even CNN, far, far left CNN, which has done everything possible to try to bolster and cheerlead for this administration, even CNN says this is a pretty significant problem right now.
Vice President Kamala Harris back in the United States this morning after a trip to Guatemala and Mexico, her first foreign trip as vice president. This morning, we're told that some of what she said on the trip, her answers to questions, maybe even obvious questions, those answers have White House insiders perplexed.
Yeah, the people within the party are very, very disturbed by this because everyone recognizes that if something does happen to Biden, and Biden, you know, would seem to be the least likely of any president ever, the least likely in probability terms to complete a four-year term just because of where he is cognitively. And then today, one day after that debacle with Lester Holt, I haven't been to Europe either. I don't understand your point. So today she's had 24 hours to come up with a better answer. You're in charge of the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Why have you not been there in the 2 months that you've been in charge?
Back in, why not go to the border as well so that you do see the full complexity?
Listen, I've been to the border before. I will go again. But when I'm in Guatemala dealing with root causes, I think we should have a conversation about what's going on in Guatemala.
That wasn't the question. You think we should talk about something else, but no, you're in charge of the border. There's a humanitarian crisis. Children are in cages. Little girls are getting raped on their way to the cages. And you laugh about it. You laugh it off. But that's kind of been a real pattern with her. When she was told that she had been, by an analysis of her vote, she is the most liberal, the furthest left of any senator when she was part of the Senate.
You're considered the most liberal United States senator.
Somebody said that, and it was Mike Pence on the debate stage. But
yeah. Well, actually, the nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator.
She's laughing at that. Mike Pence said that. And she thought it was so funny that she came up with Mike Pence said it. She could barely get the words out because she was so amused by what she had said herself.
You're considered the most liberal United States senator.
Somebody said that, and it was Mike Pence on the debate stage. But
yeah.
On the debate stage. She could barely get the words out. It was so funny. And then when she was still running for president, and she went on with Ellen DeGeneres, Ellen asked her, who will be her vice presidential running mate?
You won't answer.
I'm not going to answer.
No. What then?
But here's
let me
what,
see what
let
your answer
you
is,
why.
Though.
Let me
will
tell
you run
why.
For president?
Okay, let me tell you that.
Laughs at that. And then the VP thing?
Who would be your vice president?
You got any plans?
I'm busy.
It's weird. How about how she slammed Biden in the debates and called him the most racist person running for the presidency on the Democratic side?
How do you go from being such a passionate opponent on such bedrock principles for you, and now you guys seem to be pals?
It was a debate.
Not everybody landed punches like you did, though.
It was a debate.
So you don't mean it.
It was a debate. That the whole reason, literally, it was a debate. It was called a debate.
I understand.
Everyone traveled to the debate. There were journalists there covering the debate, where there would be a debate of differences of opinion and issues. Okay. I am 1,000% supportive of Joe Biden, and I will, again, do everything I can to make sure he is elected.
That is scary. And the fact that, you know, CNN is now saying that White House insiders are very, very concerned about Kamala Harris being the vice president of the United States. And they obviously, after listening to all of that, they have great reason to be concerned about all of this. Next up in the Fastest 15, we've talked a lot about these companies that are going to force you to get vaccinated if you want to use their products.
Hello, I've waited here for you ever long.
The Foo Fighters are the latest. They have now announced that you must be vaccinated if you want to go to one of their concerts. That they are going to mandate proof of vaccination. And once, you know, we've talked about this a lot. The idea of somebody asking you your personal, private, medical information is horribly troubling. And I don't want to give that to a band. I don't want to give it to an airline. I don't want to give it to the government. But the government's already given it to the state lottery. They've given your private medical information to the Washington State Lottery people. So you can be entered in the drawing for $250,000, or after four of those, $1 million. And did you notice, Nicole, because I was asking, what do you think would happen if my name happens to pop up for the $250,000 or the $1 million, and you said, you think they would drop my name back in the big Tumblr bin and just lose it.
I guess it depends on if anybody recognizes the name right away.
Well,
depends on how many things they go through.
I think that goes without saying.
But if it goes, well, definitely. But I mean, before they dial the number.
Well, and I did see that they are going to have a private auditor who is going to make sure that everything's on the straight and narrow when they draw names. But I have to say that I would be horribly delighted if I somehow won the Washington State lottery jackpot for vaccinated people. That would be delicious, Iris. And then the pressure would be on them. Everyone would ask, you know, what are you going to do with the money? Who are you going to donate it to? Do you think I'd be obligated to donate the money?
Well, would you even tell us? I mean, you don't have to tell us.
Are you kidding me? Oh, I would scream it from the mountaintops.
if I won the state vaccination?
Well, yeah, I mean, I couldn't retire on that. But, I would enjoy just the idea of Jay Inslee and Bob Ferguson having to turn over that cash to me.
That'd be fun. That'd be
horribly
fun.
Fun. Yeah.
I think you have to give some to charity, maybe. But
I give some of everything I make to charity.
Sure.
Yeah.
But
I just don't talk about it a lot.
And then I would say you just give it to the people you're closest to, maybe.
You'd be taken care of. Sean, how much do you think I should give you if I win the 200? Good, and understand, they're probably going to lop about 40% off the top. thanks Joe Biden, with the new tax hikes. But they're probably going to lop 40% off the top, so that's 100,000. It's only going to leave me with 150,000. How much of that 150, Sean, would I have to give you so you don't feel that I'm miserly?
About, let's see, 150,000. I'm doing the math right now. Let's see, times, let's say 10%. I'll say 10%, 15 grand.
15,000? Okay.
That's not too bad, right, Dory?
We'll see. Nicole, how much would I have to give you so you wouldn't feel slighted?
Mm. Well, a little more than Sean.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to get into that one.
15?
15%, so... So
only because I talk to you more. I deal with your medical issues.
So you'd be giving her 22.5.
22.5. That's very... Sean, are you playing with a calculator again?
Yeah, I told you that like 2 seconds ago.
I know. I can always tell when you're playing with a calculator.
I love calculators. It's way better than an abacus.
It doesn't. Okay, next up in the fastest 50. Oh, look who's back. That freaky little perv. Anthony Weiner, who, by the way, is not personally a freaky little perv. It's just that every one of his actions are freaky and pervy. But there's a guy, he was sitting on top of the world. He's a member of the United States Congress. He was the front runner. And then he has the sexting scandal that involved a girl from the Seattle area. And, you know, this guy's married. He's got two little kids. He's married to, how soon we forget, what was her name? Huma Abedin? Huma. Was that his wife?
Huma.
She was Hillary's chief lieutenant. Huma was to Hillary what Nicole is to me. She was Hillary's chief of staff. Mm-hmm. And so, but they had two little kids. And then you have Weiner sending pictures of his last name to girls, underage girls, including one in Seattle, who one of my daughters knew this kid. And it turned her life upside down because of, you know, what the freaky little perv-like behavior did to her. And anyway, Weiner is back in the news now. He says, and then, just to kind of finish the story, so then he becomes, an outcast, but he starts rebuilding his image. And he goes to a sexual addiction camp. And he says, oh, no, I'm cured. I'm going to stop sexting children. And then he starts running for mayor of New York. And all of a sudden, the polls come out, and Weiner's at the top of the poll. Wait, that didn't cut out the way I intended. Anyway, but all of a sudden, Weiner's number one. And then he starts sexting people again. And I will tell you, the highest rating for a quarter hour in the history of the Dory Monson show was when Weiner called a presser to explain why he was sexting children. And it happened to be live during the show. And we went, you know, we did a deep dive into the ratings for that period. And we were able to isolate that quarter hour. And if I ever told you about this, Nicole, I believe 40% of the radios in the Seattle metro market, 40% were tuned to our show as Weiner came clean.
Well, I'm sure not a lot of other radio stations were carrying it, and
no, it was quite the...
We're in touch with the people. That's why you know what they want.
I'm in touch with the people, and I'm in touch with Weiner. Anthony.
I wasn't going to say it.
No. I mean, please, let's not be juvenile about this. I'm talking about the man. So anyway, Weiner is now back in the news because he has announced that he is going to cash in by selling his explicit tweets from 2011. And I don't even understand how this works, but Weiner says that he's considering selling the tweets that cost him his political career. The New York Times reports that he remains in a 12-step program for sexual addiction, and now he's going to auction off the tweets. So there you have it.
Sounds like Wiener might be in a hard, he's having a hard time these days.
Well, you know, I asked Donald Trump about Wiener.
Well, he's a sick person. He's a sick puppy.
Yeah, he's a sick puppy. All right, and that is your Fastest 15.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes in the News. Fast. Dory's Fastest 15.
I'm going to have a sore throat. Okay, I'm going to check the news, and then Brock Heward's going to drop by for a visit. That is coming up next here on the Dory Monson Show.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's Hump Day with Heward.
Blue and it, check. Brown, 24, Razor.
Brought to you by IRG Physical and Hand Therapy on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM. Where the 12s hear the Hawks.
Play fake to Benny Russell, lets it go. Down the far sideline, reaching up, making the catch. Touchdown, Seahawks!
Here's Dory Monson.
Wednesday afternoon, and that's time for a weekly visit with Brock Heward. You can hear his Above and Beyond podcast at 710sports.com. He'll be on Fox Sports all fall, nationally. I want to talk about that in a couple of minutes. Good afternoon, sir. Good to talk.
Hello, Dory. I'm sorry I missed you last week, buddy. I was out in Shillicothe Bay when you were texting, calling violently, you and Nicole, and you know, I forgot to tell you that, I think I told you early in the week, but you didn't know when I'd be back from Alaska. So, sorry I missed Hump Day last week. We were humping it on some pretty big water, though. I'll tell you that. 50-knot winds blew us off the water on that Wednesday. But as you know, you kind of had the best of both. You had an amazing day and a tough day, and we kind of had the same this year.
Well, and I want to get back to the fishing. There was one thing that I'm fascinated by, because last time you were on, you were going to take your daughter's boyfriend golfing.
Oh, yes.
And we haven't talked since then. Because I asked, and you thought it was a very rude question. But yeah. I said, look, your daughter's going off to college. He's going to go to college. That they're probably not going to be boyfriend and girlfriend for a long time once they go off to college. So I asked, why are you investing time in this kid? And you thought that was a very offensive question.
I don't get easily offended. I thought it was a pretty dumb question, to be honest with you, because I just love to invest time in people that are good folks. And he's a great kid, 4.3 GPA, top five of his class, going to play some football at College of the Mines. He's a solid Christian kid. So why wouldn't I want to spend time with just a quality person? Did I ask him in those 18 holes of golf whether or not he and my Haley were going to survive, how they were going to do that, what's going to be the best practice? You're darn right I did. Yes.
What I mentioned is you fall head over heels.
Oh, stop.
For these guys that your daughter is date.
Please.
You do.
Stop. Oh, no. You want me to get Haley? I'll yell for her, because she can tell you the two or three that I did not whatsoever fall head over heels for.
But you do. So here's what I said. Sean, play the clip of what I said to Brock 2 weeks ago here.
I've said this to you before, and you've denied it, but our friend Russ has confirmed it. You can go off the deep end when it comes to boyfriends.
Me?
When she had her first boyfriend, you were ready for them to get married.
Oh, no, I was like high school freshman. Oh, you stop it. Stop that.
Talk to Russ.
I will talk to Russ.
Would get together in our little group, Russ will confirm that.
No chance.
You were ready.
No, I was not.
But they were high school freshmen because you loved that kid so much.
They thought they were ready. Okay? There is a big difference.
Let me welcome to the show the third member of our small group. Russ Simber joins us. Russ,
hey, Brock,
did Brock fall head over heels for his daughter's first boyfriend?
Oh, so hard. I distinctly remember the conversation we had in the room, and he was talking about adding him to his insurance policy and cell phone.
You know what? I'm about ready to hang up on you two fools and hashtag fake news, fake story right now. That is okay. Nonsense.
You were thinking marriage after like two dates, Brock.
Okay, let's be clear. Let's out of these three, let's be very clear. Who's under 50? Okay, and who's got a memory that can go back for a couple years here? Did I initially
in the head and had numerous concussions over his career?
that would be me. Did I think fondly of that kid early on? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Did I think they were going to get married?
Rock?
No.
Did you or did you not tell us that you had a conversation with him about the names of your grandchildren?
Oh, my gosh. I am going to punch both of you really hard the next time I see you. You are out of your skull, Simper. And, Dory, you're nuts. And I can't believe you'd sabotage a hump day like this. This is ridiculous.
No, it's just you were denying it. I just wanted people to know.
Thank you, Russ. Love you. Bye-bye now. Got to go.
All right. Thanks for jumping on, Russ. I appreciate it.
You're bad. Okay, talk to you later. Love you.
Okay, bye.
My when I told my wife that I was going to bring Russ in, she said, is Brock going to be okay with this?
No, I'm not. Serious. This may be her final hump day with you.
No, don't say that.
I'm just kidding. No, of course not. It is okay. Just fine. I had a wonderful chat with him. He's a very mature kid. Okay. He said they'll do their best to over-communicate as much as possible. But yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the odds are against him. There's no question.
No, I know. But you're very fortunate because your kids are wonderful kids and they attract great people around them. I mean, that seriously. I mean, that's a cool thing. My wife and I were just talking about that because we went out to dinner, went to Edmonds Beach and got fish and chips with our middle daughter and two of her friends last Friday. And my wife said, there are few greater joys than the fact that,
yes.
You know, if you have kids who have wonderful kids as friends, that's... What a blessing that is! As a parent.
I don't think there's any question about that. There is no debating that. And you know, and the chance. Seriously, in all seriousness, I was joking with you. Like, why would I not want to do that? But then when you get to spend time with quality kids, and it reminds me, and I went up to Alaska, and you went up to Alaska, and I would I honestly was thinking about this before jumping on with you today.
Yeah.
For those in Washington that just feel beat down, for those that are just so tired of mm-hmm. so much of the policy and the politics and the browbeating and the and everything else, I just feel like, man, I am so beat down. Will you please go travel? Go travel to Alaska. Go travel to Iowa. So last week, I don't even think I told you this story. So I went from Alaska. I went straight to Dort University out in Sioux Center, Iowa. Never been there. Flew into Omaha, drove 2 hours north in the middle of the night, spent the day there on their campus at a Christian summit, went to dinner at a steakhouse, went and got ice cream, met this most incredible people, wonderful middle America where, you know, they don't look at you if you don't have your mask on, you know, and they talk to you and they are friendly and they are kind and you can get ice cream and there's kids playing in the street. Like that still exists. I know it's hard and sometimes, and my family just went back to Western Washington, and Molly was talking about this. Like, man, there's just a heaviness that you feel. Yeah. So if you're feeling that, get out because there, you know, and just go get some fresh air and realize that much of America and middle America and everybody else has taken off their mask and stopped the virtue signaling and stopped attacking and it's just gone on living.
You know, even before COVID, because I think my most memorable moment, and there were lots of them, when we all went fishing together, but we're heading back in, and we're taking this inside passage, and none of us were talking. We're just three of us sitting across the front of the boat, and Captain Tom has this great playlist, and I think there was a... have you seen her? Whatever that Motown song. And we're silent. And all of a sudden, I just said, I love you guys. It was just one of those moments, just out of the blue, where I thought, it just doesn't get much better than this.
No. And And, you know, and that exists. It really does. There is still, you know, so much of that sweetness, so much of that connection. And I know it's coming back. And I know at the end of June, you know, the governor has promised that he's going to open things up. And we'll see whether it's a California promise or whether it's an Iowa promise or what it's kind of promise it will be. Yeah. But those days are coming. And just trust me, if you do get out and you do meet people and you get to many other parts of this country that have, you know, it really embraced life again and just not policy. It is so incredibly refreshing.
Amen. We tell you what, I want to hear about a couple other things from you. So quick time out, and then we'll continue our conversation. Brock Heward is joining us. You can hear him all fall on Fox Football, but there's some kind of big news there, too. So in just a moment, it's the Dory Monson Show. Rolls on. Ooh, nice shot. That is nice shot, Dory. I love you guys. I'm back with Brock Heward, Hump Day with Heward. You sent me a pretty impressive picture of the salmon you reeled in. Mm-hmm. How big was that guy?
Not as big as the one you caught, Dory. No, not as big as the one you caught, I think. No, it was about, I don't know, it was about 20 pounds. Yeah, about 20. Got a couple nice 20-pounders, got a couple nice 50-pound halibut. I think when you were on the boat, didn't you get like a 60? Didn't we get like a 65-pound halibut?
We did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so this fall, you were doing a lot of NFL last year because college football was, for the most part, shut down. But now, you're going to be back to the national college package for Fox?
So, I am. Yeah, I am. It was been kind of a curious couple months here just waiting and seeing exactly what my employer wanted to do, Fox Sports. And they obviously have the NFL. And last year, as you referenced, their college connections, their networks are, or the, excuse me, their conferences, are the Big Ten, the Pac-12, the Big 12. And the Big Ten and the Pac-12 last year, we know, were the ones to shut down and come back the latest. And so they were kind enough and said, you know, we'd really like to have you continue to broadcast. We'll put you in the NFL, and got a chance to be in a couple different booths and really loved it. Got to do a Seahawks game, which is kind of a dream come true. I know we talked about that last fall and enjoyed that a ton. And really, I was kind of had open hands, didn't know which direction it would go this year. Yeah. And, you know, there's pluses and minuses to both. But I will tell you, getting back in the primetime window on Fox doing college football this year in particular, Dory, and going back to Iowa last weekend reminded me of this. I think these college campuses and these college stadiums that had it taken away from them last year are going to be as raucous, explosive, loud. You know, my first game is LSU at UCLA, and I bet you the Bengal Tigers will travel 35,000 people. Like, I think they are so hungry to get back to doing what they love to do and to go into one of the crown jewels of college football, the Rose Bowl, and to see their Tigers play is going to be really cool. So when I was told, I was like, you know, the NFL is nice. That's certainly king at Fox. But when my boss said, yeah, I think we're going to put you back on college football, there was certainly no whining, no complaining, because, these venues in primetime are going to be pretty special.
I know. Well, that's still one of my goals. When you're on ESPN, you're doing a lot of SEC games. And I've told you, I always want to go to an SEC game at night. It's on my goals list still.
On your bucket list.
There you go. All right, in the 30 seconds we have left, you going to be okay dropping your oldest off at college?
Be a little emotional. I think it's going to be a little emotional. We will have a bunch of hours together in the car, Molly and I and Haley. But we get to bring her up. Now, the positive is this is just kind of the test drive. Right. So she'll go up there to train for 5 weeks, run camps, come home for a month. And then in August, talk to me in August.
Yeah.
I might turn little Dory puddle of tears in that one for sure.
Even though my girls just went to the University of Washington, when I would walk by their bedroom that was empty, I'd just randomly cry for a couple of weeks after they went to the sorority house.
So. Yes.
Brock Heward, you can check out his Above and Beyond podcast, 710sports.com. Great talking with you, buddy. Thanks for hanging out with us this afternoon.
You got it, Dory. Have a great day, bud.
All right, Brock Heward with us. Lots more to come as the Dory Monson Show.
Rolls on, rolls on.
That I've been crying. Shots on fire today.